thank you for the possibility. I am Zsuzsanna Nagy. I work for Corvinus University Library, which is in Hungarian terms a medium-sized university focused on business and economics and with a medium-sized library. I also represent the Association of Hungarian Academic Libraries. It is a small professional organization aiming at representing and lobbying for the interests of academic libraries and providing a forum for networking and the exchange of ideas and best practices. In compiling my presentation, I greatly relied on the works of my colleagues, namely Gyöngyi Karácsony and Edith Görög from the University of Debrecen, András Hall from the Academy of Sciences, and Katalin Keveházy from the University of Szeged. Thank you for them all. Open access is a pretty broad subject. So I'll have to restrict my speech to the topic indicated in the title of my presentation. So I will not speak about the emergence of open access. I will not speak about definitions and typology, the social benefits, technical aspects, and business models and considerations. What I would like to speak about is to give you an overview of the Hungarian Academic Library's strategic goals, about how open access affects academic libraries, because I think it's very important to know that. And then I will give you a short overview of the open access landscape in Hungary, its main actors, a very short history, the regulation and policies, the present situation, our implementation and ongoing projects, and about some of the future trends. In the Association of Hungarian Academic Libraries, we saw that we should work out a medium-term strategy for the Hungarian Academic Libraries. When thinking about it, we realized that it should be rather general, because academic libraries are very, very different in Hungary, from very small college libraries to the big university libraries. So it is still a draft. It is under discussion, but I will outline the main areas of it. The core values, as you can see, are very general. Promoting better access to high-quality scientific information, democracy, openness, and collaboration, advocating libraries as being core institutions of a sustainable economy and society. And now, what are the key policy areas? Exploring the transformation facing academic libraries and librarians, because we are in an age of transformation, or you could say disruption. And it's very important to foresee what are the main directions we are going towards. We should rethink the library collection, aiming at a shared strategy for preservation and access, ensuring access to content to our user community, and supporting scholarly research and open science, and that's the main topic of today's presentations. Supporting learning for students and the wider community, and we should renew our management practices, organizational culture, and librarians' skill, I think. How open access affects academic libraries? In many ways. And what are the main tasks we have in connection with open access? Of course, libraries are promoting open access principles. We should provide the infrastructure and also take part in open access publishing. We have to adjust our library services to open access content, because it means a disruption to traditional roles and services, for instance, the discovery services, interlibrary loans, our budgeting. In a blog post, I read that in the last 20, 30 years or so, providing access to journal articles behind paywalls was one of the major purposes of academic libraries, as seen by faculty as students, not by librarians. And open access will surely change that. So we have to define our new roles in the era of open access. We also have to make users aware of open access, of relevant open access content, and explaining to them all that it entails, its strengths and weaknesses, the strengths, the trends we are looking into, and things like that. And now let's get to the open access landscape in Hungary. When speaking of open access in Hungary, I have to tell you that almost anything we have at the moment are due to the efforts of libraries and librarians. One of the main actors in the, we call it in Hungarian Hunor, it's the Association of Hungarian Open Access Repositories. It's a loose consortium to advance national open access practices. It's a professional network rather with 23 universities and colleges and another very important player, the Library of the Academy of Sciences. That was Hunor. And the institutions, university libraries, one of the most important are the Debrecen University, which is a national open access desk for the open air project and the Hunor coordinator, University of Szeged, also Corvinus University, and so on, I'm going to enlist them. And of course, as I said earlier, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences with its library and with a few institutions on their in their own right. A Central European University, which is of course a university, but is a special institution in Hungary because it's accredited in the United States and in Hungary as well. It was funded by George Soros, you probably know that. The CEU was a forerunner, and I am not sure about their open access policies at the moment. A very short history, early adopters were the CEU, Debrecen University, the Academy of Sciences, and so on. The Hunor Consortium was set up in 2008, and in 2011, the Hunor Consortium decided to set up a so-called franchise office for the Sherpa Romeo project, and it was a successful project, and now 28 publishers are registered in the Sherpa Romeo with 120 journal titles. The Berlin Declaration was signed first by the Central European University and then by OTKA, which is Hungarian Scientific Research Fund, and then by the University of Debrecen. There are two official mandates in Hungary. One is of the National Research and Development, now it's the Hungarian Scientific Research Fund, and its successor is now the National Research Development and Innovation Office. It's always very difficult to remember its name. And another very important player is the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, which declared the mandate for open access in 2013. And I must mention a so-called honorary member to the Open Access Club in Hungary, and it is the Hungarian Electronic Library, which was set up by a community and they later supported by the National Library. It is not strictly open access, but their goals and intentions are very similar to the open access, and we should thank for the very devoted librarians operating this service. Regulations and policies. We have quite a considerable body of legislation concerning open access in Hungary. One of the most important is the Act on the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. It's, it was amended in 2015, and it is it stressed the official status of the database, we call it in Hungarian, the database. It's a comprehensive bibliographic database of scholarly publications and citations, and it is mandatory for all research results funded by state money. It is operated by the Academy of Sciences Library, and of course, the authors and university libraries. Another body of legislation is the Act on National Higher Education. It makes mandatory open access of dissertations, and their publication data should be put into the database. And it also stresses that it's the academic library's roles to curate the knowledge base of an institution, a university, and play the role of content manager for the university. There is another legal rule. It's a decree or something like that. It's not an act, but it's very important because it enlists the obligations of academic and special libraries and in Hungary, and it makes compulsory to take part in developing a national infrastructure of open access repositories and disseminating research results, publications and data sets as well. As I said earlier, there are two mandates, the Hungarian Research Fund and the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Other institutions was reluctant or a bit slow to catch up in the open access field, but universities usually have policy guidelines, no explicit mandates, but some of them have strong commitment to open access. Let's see, what about the implementation of open access? There are a lot of open access repositories in Hungary. There are different figures according to where you look for the figures. The Hungarian Academy of Sciences have, Hungarian Academy of Sciences library have seven repositories according to Document Times. It has more than 60,000 documents in it. The academic institutes operate three repositories, and university repositories. There are 12 university repositories listed in the Hunor search. There are 14 listed in the, on the Open Air page, and there are 23 registered in the Open Door. The picture is rather diverse. Content, as for content, there are very different repositories. I found one repository with 9 items in it. It's probably not operating anymore. And there are very big repositories with nearly 200,000 items. All content varies. 30 repositories are institutional and 3 are discipline related. The software they use can be seen on the chart taken from the Open Door site. 57% use ePrint, 24% use DSpace. There are 3 repositories you use Yadox, and there is one on, based on Digitool. As for content, I'm sorry, it's a bit messy, the second chart. But the main content is theses and dissertations, which is not very surprising. And the second row is journal articles. The policies are not well defined in many repositories. Only 27% has a definite policy relating to submission and collection policies and preservation as well. As for quality assurance, there is an accreditation process from 2013 onward. A committee was set up from the MTMT members' institutions, and the criteria which the accreditation process is based on are the following. The institutional embeddedness of the repository, the technical conditions, content transparency, metadata and the full text content, quality control processes in place, the OAI PMH validation, international collaboration and compatibility regarding registries and aggregator services, the MTMT compatibility, this is the Hungarian bibliography database, and the CERT protocol. At the moment, there are 18 accredited repositories and 5 with a sort of temporary accreditation, meaning that it's a bit, it has to be improved a bit. Many institutions are engaged in international collaboration. There are 15 institutions putting content into the Dart Europe site, many through the real PhD repository, which is maintained or operated by the Academy of Sciences. PASTER for OA, the Open Access Policy Alignment Strategy for European Union Research, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences is an active player in this project. The Open Air project is also important. It is coordinated by the University of Debrecen, and there might be others which I don't know of. It was the green side of the open access, and now let's talk about the gold open access. After the overwhelming presentation about the benefits of gold OA, there are very different institutional policies in Hungary. Some of the OTCA grants, that is the Hungarian Scientific Research Fund, the APCs are included. So researchers can apply for APCs as a part of the grant. There are also university funds set aside for APC funding. A very important example is the University of Szeged, which has set up a quite considerable fund to pay for the open access publications. It is more than 200,000 euros, which is a lot of money in Hungary. There are different conditions. In many universities, the hybrid version is not really preferred when APCs are funded, but these differ from institution to institutions. We have heard about research assessment philosophies. In Hungary, the principles are still rather conservative. It's still rewarded if authors publish in highly positioned journals. There is still some sort of reluctance to self-archiving and so on. And the article level metrics made possible by technology is just starting to be known among researchers. And how the future looks, what to do, or rather what needs to be done. I think that advocacy is still strongly needed, and it is one of the main tasks for libraries to continue their work in that area. There should be some kind of alignment of institutional policies in Hungary, because that hasn't happened so far. General adoptions of international standards are strongly advocated, and fostering international collaboration both in the field of research projects and library support. But there are very important considerations as to staff competencies, language skills, library roles, and I would strongly suggest some deregulating of library practices, because there are a lot of legal rules binding us, which sometimes very difficult to consider. And of course, the research data field is something new. There are some projects in Hungary in that field, but we should be more active in that field as well, both in management, archiving, and sharing. And if we are doing all this, we could get nearer to the slogan that science sets free. And that would be, in today's sadly divided Europe, that would be an inheritance verse to hand over to the next generation. Thank you.